The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Our friend Ryan Anderson. Ryan, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I have to properly introduce you. You have just become the head of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. You're their new president. Congratulations, young man.
Thank you. It's a real privilege to be leading such a great institution.
I would think it is. And we're excited you're there because when I think of all the losers they could have picked, and they picked you, and you're a winner, young man. All right, seriously, you here's another honor that you have had recently. Your wonderful book, When Harry Becomes Sally. Is that the right verb?
Became.
When Harry Became Sally, about the transgender situation. It's a really serious book. It's an excellent book. It's a helpful book. Amazon has decided not to carry it. This is a stunning moment in America that we're dealing with stuff like this. And it is why I'm trying to get all my books at mystore.com so people can buy it there, use the code Eric. But I just want to say we are living in strange times because so many people shop at Amazon. And so tell us, what has this been like for you? This is a very serious book. This is not some, you know, flippant rant. This is and they carry Mein Kampf, do they not?
That's correct. So, I mean, like, the book came out 3 years ago. You know, it's rigorously argued, you know, tons of footnotes, lots of studies are cited. It's endorsed by a who's who of medical experts, scientific experts, legal philosophy experts. And they sold it for over 3 years. You know, they sold it all throughout the time when Donald Trump was president and Bill Barr was attorney general and Josh Hawley was in the Senate majority. And then all of a sudden, the weekend before a big vote in the House of Representatives on a bill that I'm critical of and that the book discusses critically, they erase the book, right? They just, you know, put me down the memory hole. It's the timing is suspicious. There was no explanation offered. They didn't reach out to us ahead of time in violation of their own policy for this. And all they have said since then is they've misdescribed what the book says and they've used that as the justification for getting rid of it. Amazon controls something like 70 to 80% of new book sales in America, 80% of ebook sales in America. They're the largest online retailer in the world. And so if you get canceled from Amazon, that's going to harm you. It's going to harm readers, but more importantly, future authors. Who's going to write a book like this in the future if they're afraid that they won't have access to the marketplace? Because Amazon is the marketplace, unfortunately.
This is stunning. I mean, you just said a couple of things that I hadn't thought of that are really important, that when someone like Amazon does this, they have such a powerful voice in the culture by doing something like this. They are sending a chilling effect. Don't write books like this. Publishers, don't publish books like this. We will hurt you. And I always say that we've got to fight back whatever we can do. And so I'm always half joking about the mystore.com. But the reason I've moved my books there is because I thought this is scandalous that we have one giant entity, Amazon, that is making these kinds of decisions about who they want to cancel. And they have so much money that they don't care if they lose some money from not selling your book. They don't care. They can do what they want. They're really monsters at this point. And of course, just to get into the legal aspects of it, Ryan, where it becomes tricky is that we have ceded tremendous power to tech giants, to online giants like Amazon. We've given them power and they're private corporations. So it's interesting to think, how can the government get involved? It seems to me that if the government can get involved in telling people that they have to sell hamburgers to anyone who comes in your store, whatever race they are, you know, because it's in the public interest, it seems to me this is something like that, where the government has to somehow get involved.
Yeah, I mean, you could think about this. All of our liberties have limits. And so I believe in free markets. I believe in property rights, but I'm not a free market absolutist. I'm not a property rights absolutist. There are limits to everything. And so we can think about this. There's anti-discrimination limits. There are antitrust and monopoly limits. There are common carriers and public utility limits. What we're seeing is kind of the intersection of those three areas, right? Amazon's almost like a monopoly. Perhaps it is for antitrust purposes. It seems that they're discriminating against people based upon their political views, their religious views. And they're kind of like something like a common carrier, right? Imagine if your electric company or the phone company said, you know, we won't service your home or your cell phone plan if you're a conservative, right? Some banks are doing that to conservatives. So I think free marketers like me, you know, we shouldn't fall into the trap of saying, oh, it's a private business, they can do whatever they want, right? That's not true. It's never been true in the US. And we need to think, when there's an ideological a universality of a certain ideology amongst all of the elites who own the big tech companies, we need to figure out what's the right response.
And what do you think is going on? Do we think that we don't have leadership and courage in Congress or the Senate? Because it doesn't really get much bigger than this.
Well, I wouldn't say necessarily it's a lack of courage. I mean, we did see four senators sent a letter to Jeff Bezos demanding answers on this. Earlier this week, I think eight members of the House of Representatives from the Republican Study Committee sent a letter to Jeff Bezos. Just yesterday, the Attorney General of Indiana sent a letter to Bezos, you know, all demanding answers in various respects. I think the bigger problem is that we haven't updated our thinking from the 1980s. Right, that many conservative thinkers are still stuck in the Reagan years, where the only threat to our liberty was big government. And we haven't realized that big tech is also a threat.
This is a real bugbear for me. I get enraged at people who are so myopic. They think the free market will cure everything. They have no understanding of liberty if they make an idol of the free market. And I'm a free marketer. There's a lot going on here, Ryan. First of all, let's talk about one of the important issues here. The reason that Amazon has made this decision is because they have certain views on the transgender debate, and they don't like what you have to say, even though everything you have to say is simply true. You have simply written a book where you have done the research and you put it out there so people can make healthy decisions. They don't like that.
I think that's ultimately what it comes down to, is that, you know, Amazon is trying to use its outsized market dominance to put its thumb on the scale on an important cultural debate, an important philosophical debate, an important medical debate, and an important political debate. And they have certain views on this, and they're going to use their market power to try to skew that debate. And my fear is that it's going to have really bad consequences. And you know, not just for me personally, but consequences for people who need to know the truth about this. You know, parents who have a child struggling with gender dysphoria, what's in the best interest of that child? Puberty blocking drugs and cross-sex hormones or good counseling, right? Amazon skewing these discussions in a way that I fear is going to have negative consequences for the entire culture.
Well, I keep saying that we've all got to do something about this. There's a million things that need to be done, but I think people have to migrate away from places like Amazon, because this will happen more and more and more and more. And if we don't diversify so that you can find products at other places, we're all going to lose our freedoms. I mean, the reason this is so scandalous to me is that in a few years, a few people have made some decisions and tried to force these decisions on everyone. I can't think of anything more horrifying, more sick, that we have not properly looked at this stuff. Your book obviously is a huge effort toward that end. Let's actually look at this in a cold-blooded scientific way. Is this good? Is this bad? What are the upsides to this? What are the downsides to this? And I'm amazed, because people have children going through this. The messages they're getting are mixed, are confused, are in many cases fundamentally wrong and harmful. And you were doing your duty as an American citizen to get this information out there. This is what you do. And they're saying, we're not interested in your objective information. We don't like it. It's a stunning thing. I mean, what do you say in the book, for example, that maybe folks listening right now wouldn't know about this issue?
You know, the best analogy that I think will be helpful for our viewers and listeners is to think about something like anorexia, right? This is a body image problem, an eating problem, depending on who the person is. And sometimes it's focused more on food. Sometimes it's focused more on the body, body image. But no one thinks that the solution is liposuction, right? Because everyone agrees there's nothing wrong. A high school girl who's struggling with anorexia, the problem is not with her body. The problem's with her thoughts, with her feelings. And so you direct the therapy, you direct the intervention at the thoughts and the feelings. You help her to feel comfortable in her own body. That's what Dr. McHugh at Johns Hopkins suggests is a good framework for thinking about gender dysphoria, right? If you have the high school girl who doesn't feel comfortable as a girl, the solution isn't testosterone and a double mastectomy, right? The solution is helping her feel comfortable with the reality of who she is as a girl, as a developing woman. And the problem could be the culture. It could be the school that she's in. It could be, you know, other girls. It could be boys. I mean, who knows what it is that's making her feel this discomfort? But that's the problem, right? The underlying cause is the problem. The problem is not with her body. And so the solution is not with hormones and surgery.
It's extraordinary to me to think that we're telling people suddenly you can be whatever gender you want to be. It seems preposterous, right? If you do a blood test, I would say in 99.9999 cases, it's going to be very clear that you're either a male or a female. Are there even cases where that's confusing?
I mean, in a fraction of cases, you will have the chromosomal sex and then the kind of like physical sex not quite being aligned because the Y chromosome won't be carrying the SRY gene, which initiates male development. But they would identify, and there wouldn't be any kind of question to an external observer as to the sex of that individual, right? So there are some kind of cases where you'll have some chromosomal disorders. Right,
but the point is that those are unbelievably rare. Unbelievably rare. Like you will,
and they have nothing to do with transgender issues. I mean, that's the other thing, is that they're both very rare, and none of those people, for the most part, have any gender identity.
So what we're talking about is people who somehow simply decide, I don't like who I am. I want to dress this way. I want to be this. But you can't change the fact that if Bruce Jenner takes a blood test, he, from the moment he was conceived till the moment he leaves us, he has male chromosomes. That cannot be changed. He can dress differently. He can have surgeries, but it doesn't change the fundamental fact of that.
Yep. I mean, the only thing I would add there is that in many instances, it doesn't look like anyone has like actively chosen this, right? I mean, imagine feeling, Eric, so uncomfortable in your own body that you would contemplate having surgery to remove, you know, various body parts. I just feel kind of like great sympathy and compassion for someone that's kind of like bearing that cross, right? It's something that you and I would never want to experience.
I'm glad you said that. We don't say that often enough. My heart does break, actually. I mean, I have to say this is really serious. And your point is to simply tell these people, yes, go ahead and do it. When we have other information, you in your book, When Harry Became Sally, you have other information there that says, please don't do this. Please think about this. Here are some facts. And Amazon has said, we don't want those facts out there anymore. I wonder why they have made this ideological decision on based on what, I don't know, but it's chilling. We just got seconds left, Ryan. What can we say in the next 30 seconds that I don't want to forget?
I mean, I guess one important message here. Sure. I mean, buy it direct from the publisher, encounterbooks.com, leave the middleman out, right? I mean, one way is, you know, vote with your wallet, hit Amazon where it hurts. I mean, but it won't hurt that much because the owner, Jeff Bezos, is the richest man on the globe.
Well,
which
look,
is why he can afford to do these ideological stunts.
God is just, there are many people praying in this country And those of us who can do something need to do something. I just wanted to get this information out. We're out of time, but folks, you can find Ryan Anderson on the web. He's the new president of the EPPC, Ethics and Public Policy Center. Ryan, just superb to have you on today. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.